Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. This Boeing machinist:
if they can pay a CEO $33 million a year, is that the best they can really do?
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Former President Trump:
as everyone saw 2 nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate,
saying he won't debate Harris again, and he unveiled a new plan to eliminate taxes on overtime pay. Cleanup in Louisiana after what was Hurricane Francine left behind significant damage and triggered widespread flooding. Topic: Ukraine, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missile hardware to strike deeper into Russia. This is ABC News. Firefighters used 50,000 gallons of water to put out the flaming battery of a Tesla semi-truck.
The Tesla Big Rig lithium-ion battery fire happened after a crash a month ago on Interstate 80 near Emigrant Gap, California, says the National Transportation Safety Board. A Tesla employee was driving, not hurt. Firefighters say the fire reached 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Aircraft dropped firefighting chemicals on the area around the truck. The highway was closed for 15 hours for the batteries to cool down. The NTSB says after investigating, it'll issue safety recommendations.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Justin Timberlake set to appear in a New York courtroom today. Sources say the pop star will plead guilty to driving while intoxicated in the Hamptons last June. He's expected to pay a fine. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is getting a small skin cancer removed from her nose today. And they're handing out the Emmy Awards Sunday night. Father and son Dan and Eugene Levy hosting the ceremony, airing live on ABC. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62.
Currently 59 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
MDX 92.7 FM, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, now.
It is a Friday, the 13th edition of the Family Show.
Friday, the 13th.
And we're thinking we're going to have a lot of luck today.
Is that what we're thinking?
Yes. Well, yesterday, we didn't have any luck at all, but today is the day.
Okay, if you say so.
You know, everything is the opposite. You know, in Mako world, everything is the opposite. So I'm going to adopt that opposite attitude. Okay. Friday the 13th.
All right.
Supposedly bad, good for us.
Okay. All right. I don't know what you're basing all that on, but we'll go with it.
We'll make assumptions, just like eating dogs. All right.
Okay. I had some good dog eating the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chihuahua.
Stopped at a restaurant now. They have something on the menu.
Yeah, fresh chihuahua.
It's good.
Yeah. So put it on a bun.
I thought you were going to say like the dollar hot dogs at Costco.
Oh, well, that's there's good dog eating.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes past the hour. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat on the air.
Yeah, why don't you do that, prior to going on the air? Wait, Friday the 13th.
I wasn't sure we were on the air.
It's going downhill all of a sudden here.
Well, wait a minute. You know, it's pollen season. Something's kicked in because I can feel my allergies this morning. Just boom.
Yeah.
It's here. So let's ask computer, what's the weather for Madison, Wisconsin today?
The current weather is 59 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly cloudy skies.
Okay.
Today's forecast has intermittent clouds with a high of 85 degrees and a low of 59 degrees.
Intermittent clouds? Intermittent clouds.
Yeah, intermittent.
Okay. 85 for the high. We don't need the weather roulette wheel anymore.
Yeah.
Just throw it
out. Kick that aside.
Yeah, just toss it aside. Lottery balls, forget about it.
We'll put that on the side of the road. You cannot take it.
Right back where we found it.
Right. What about the one-armed bandit? You know,
No.
Put so much work into it.
I put a lot of work into finding that. You keep that.
John, you just have a gambling addiction.
I do.
Okay. Good
enough. Well, every time we play that one-armed bandit, we win.
Okay.
Right?
Did you rig the game so that you would win every time?
I did.
Oh, rigged.
The house wins. and I'm in the house.
So it's going to be a nice day today, and it was a nice night last night for Madison Night Market. That was really cool.
It was a nice crowd.
Big crowd.
Really?
Yeah.
I was there earlier.
I got there late.
Yeah. But it got crowded late. The students started pouring out of the apartments and coming down there, huh?
We have this agreement that we don't attend these events at the same time now. So you come early, I come late. And then we reverse it. There's one more night market to come. So
it's a security measure that if any crazed fan ever came, they wouldn't be able to take both of you out at the same time.
Exactly. Well, yeah, they certainly would want to kidnap us for a night or two.
We took to the roof last night at one point, Sam and I. And,
really?
Yeah, our boss, Catherine, said, hey, we're going to the roof.
No.
Like, okay, well, you're the boss. I don't know. What are we doing?
I've never been up there.
You've not been up there yet.
On the roof.
Yeah, it was a spectacular sight from up there, watching all the people.
I bet it is. Yeah.
And we threw a few paper airplanes out there just to test the wind. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
See, my idea before you got there was to throw paper towels.
Paper towels?
Paper towel rolls off, just like Trump did.
Okay.
Remember
all
that?
Right.
After
yeah, I do. Yeah, we went down to Puerto Rico.
Boom, 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 you know, in rapid succession.
Throw them from the top of the roof?
Yeah.
Just,
Yeah.
Okay. That could hurt somebody, maybe. A lot of, you know, it gets a lot of speed going.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if they do look up, wondering what hit them, we just look the other way. Like we didn't see
that. I don't know.
I don't know. Why are you looking at us?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention, you know, this morning when I went out to the car, there were a few droplets on my windshield, so it must be cloudy and just near the level of rain.
Uh-huh. Well, I was parked in the garage, so I didn't see anything like that. So
lucky you. So, lucky you. Yeah. I don't have a garage. Thank you.
Why don't you build yourself a garage? One of those little canopy things.
Okay. Yeah. That's like in your backyard.
Come on, you saw my gazebo.
I love the gazebo.
It's nice.
That is really nice. Yeah. We should have a big party there.
I think so.
Let's invite everybody this morning that's listening right now.
What if we all have a party?
Sherry, come on up.
What if we all have a party for the Badger game tomorrow? You're right by Camp Randall anyway.
Well, yeah, we could do that.
Well, I don't like the look on your face, Gordy.
Well, the problem is parking. You know, that's the problem. I'm happy to have people over. It's just, you know, where are you going to park?
They didn't think about that when they made that neighborhood.
Well, yeah, they didn't. And I see people parking there before the game, you know, right outside my windows
there.
Yeah,
if there's a really ugly-looking house there, they could just tear that down when it comes up for sale and put a parking lot. Right.
Well, mine is the ugliest house in that neighborhood, so you're looking at me now.
I don't think so. No, it isn't the ugliest house.
Okay. It's got a weird roof. Okay.
Those are fun.
Is it time for the National Day calendar
I think
yet?
So. Let's get to it, because it seems like we're just
slow down a little
We're just driving around with no place to park here. Is it Positive Thinking Day? Is it that or not? Is it National Celiac Disease Awareness Day? How about Uncle Sam Day? Is it National Paper Plane Day? Is it National Blame Someone Else Day? Or National Peanut Day? Or National Bald is Beautiful Day?
It's not Paper Airplane Day today because that's what you were doing last night from the roof.
I could have been faking that and putting that in there just to make you think that that's what it is.
Quite the plot.
Plot thickens. No, you're right. You're right. It's not National Paper Plane Day.
Thank God.
But it should be. Yeah. And maybe there will be one coming up. Positive Thinking Day. Oh, we started out positive.
We
thinking,
did.
You know, Friday
13th is going to be good.
I wonder if that has something to do with it. Let's see.
Maybe.
Positive says September 13th, National Day Calendar, a day to promote the power of positivity and the impact this simple act can have on your life. Join us as we explain why maintaining a positive mind benefits you and those around you. Positive thinking's an emotional and mental practice that requires an optimistic outlook on life, just like you, John.
Yes.
It's about choosing to focus on the positive things that empower us, despite our circumstances. A positive thinker doesn't ignore negative aspects of their life. Instead, they maintain a hopeful attitude to get through them without disruption. So think positively.
I think that's
today.
What a lot of people think when we go on the air and we talk about certain topics.
Yeah.
These guys are positive.
Yes. Let's see. Let's skip to Uncle Sam Day today.
Yes.
Uncle Sam.
I saw something on this. First Uncle Sam.
Well, it commemorates...
Picture of him.
Sam Wilson. I think this is a typo here. Sam Wilson, the man behind the iconic image and fascinating nickname for the U.S. government. He was born on September 13th, 1766. Mm-hmm. Sam Wilson was a meat packer from New York. He was known for supplying barrels of meat to soldiers during the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. And the identity to identify the meat for shipment, Wilson prominently stamped U.S. on the barrels, and it wasn't long before soldiers dubbed the grub a delivery from Uncle Sam. So that's how that all started.
Wow.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. National Blame Someone Else Day. Hey, look at this picture.
This is a day.
Look at this picture.
What, is that a picture of Trump?
No, National Blame Someone Else Day. It's got this guy with a, me? And three people are pointing at him. Like they're blaming him
for
something.
This is so MAGA. They're celebrating this today.
Well, National Blame Someone Else Day, you could be right, uses superstition to pawn our mistakes onto others for, reasons unbeknownst to them.
They're eating dogs.
They're eating dogs. While considering how to spend this Friday the 13th, plan accordingly. We all run into a little bad luck from time to time. Occasionally, a flat tire or an alarm clock sets our day off on another course. At other times, something placed in our path causes a malfunction in our day. So blame somebody else today.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead here to National Bald is Beautiful Day. Bald is beautiful. Not only does baldness come in many forms, but it also comes with some convenience. For men, especially, the cost of hair products and haircuts is reduced. Additionally, reducing grooming time for men who find no more hair must be a relief of some kind. It doesn't really talk about women who may have that issue. I don't know. What do they do? All right. What do they do? I guess they get a wig. So give a shout out to a friend who wears his baldness with savvy. Hey, friend.
Wow.
Your bald head looks great. Organize a Bald is Beautiful group. These are ridiculous. Trade tips and scalp care secrets.
I love that.
Support someone struggling with their hair loss. Oh, it's too bad. I just saw another clump of hair fall out of your head. You can sympathize with them. Okay. Try breaking a world record for the most bald people gathered in one place.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's nuts. Okay, Sam, hit the history books. These are all crap today. Move forward. It's positivity day.
Yeah,
what do you got out of the history books, Sam?
Let's take a look. I'll try and fit this one in.
Doze off for a minute?
No. I was trying to cue music because we've only got a minute left here.
Okay. Well,
I'll try and fit this first history thing in really quick.
All right.
We talked about this a little bit beforehand. Gordy, you hadn't heard this story. Today in 1848, a guy named Phineas Gage survives a workplace accident while building a railroad. They were blasting rock to build this railroad, and they had a metal spike that they were tamping down the explosive into this hole with.
Thank God.
The explosive went off, and the spike shot up into the air through his head, through his brain, and the guy survived.
Wait a minute. Was it embedded in his brain?
No. It went,
through his head. Completely through.
Yeah, 80 feet into the air.
80 feet?
It's explosive, way up there.
Wow.
He survived it, though.
What was his name?
Phineas Gage.
They called him Lucky Phineas from that day on. Okay. It is 6:19. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you got silver. You're not fooling me, cause I can't see the way you shake and shiver.
WMDX 92.7 FM. The John McCordy Family Show Special Edition on this Friday the 13th. Just trying to mix it up here for you, just not to be able to imitate me.
Okay.
All right. And that didn't work, see? I'm having some luck today.
You are. Lucky you. Lucky Johnny.
All right. We've got, what do we have? Some candy news, is that it?
Yeah. Candy news.
Candy, sure.
Yeah. Some history book stuff. We just a couple leftovers.
A couple more things. We played the Scooby-Doo theme because the original Scooby-Doo series debuted today in 1969.
Ah, okay.
It's weird. Kind of a weird, like a hippie show, cartoon for the first time. You know, they traveled around in a van. There was smoking going on in the back. People dressed in bell bottoms.
Flower
running
people.
Around. Flower power kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of
weird. And a dog, a great big dog.
I feel like that show greatly shaped my upbringing. I watched Scooby-Doo all the time.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. It was...
Well, you were like...
High school.
Yeah.
Then.
Was that a VW van that they rode around in? Or just a regular van?
It looked like
van?
One, maybe, but... Yeah.
All right.
It's just odd. Okay. Anything else?
Well, you mentioned candy, John. Today's Milton Hershey's birthday.
Yeah.
Milton.
That's pretty cool.
Milton Hershey, the guy, the chocolate guy.
He was born when?
1857. The real life Willy Wonka. Probably not as wild and extravagant as Mr. Willy Wonka, but.
Yeah. Or as crazy or as odd or as strange as they're portraying him in the movie. But.
So did he invent the first candy bar, do you think? Or first chocolate bar?
I don't think
we don't know.
Well, he popularized milk chocolate. I know that. I don't know if he invented milk chocolate, but before that, chocolate wasn't sweet. It was like dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is the best chocolate.
Ah, that's a hot take. Well, okay, that's not that hot of a take, but I don't like dark chocolate.
Oh, come on.
But milk chocolate,
I like
bad,
it.
Horrible, terrible for you.
It is
do
not,
not
good.
Have milk chocolate. Whatever you do, steer clear.
It's a treat.
Of
it's a
milk
once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
No, dark chocolate is a treat. Milk chocolate is evil.
Dark chocolate's good for you.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It has antioxidants.
That's the whole point.
Stuff.
You don't want to water down
it's
the
healthy.
Best part.
Right.
The flavonoids that you get in the dark
flavonoids.
Chocolate.
Do you even
they,
know
they
what
played
that...
Woodstock, the flavonoids. They opened for Hendrix.
I was going to say, do you even know what that word means?
All right.
I have a story about candy, as a matter
Did
of fact.
You?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Candy giant Mars plans to acquire Kellanova. And who the hell are they? Well, they're a big maker as well. The recently spun off division is Kellanova from Kellogg's, and they own the brands Eggo, Pringles, Cheez-Its, and Pop-Tarts. Although I have to say, and I'm just going to point this out, Toastums are much better than Pop-Tarts. All right? Jot that down.
Which one came first?
Pop-Tarts.
Well, Pop-Tarts, I believe,
probably.
Did. But, boy, Toastums.
Really?
just kill.
I don't think I've ever had a Toastum.
They actually have a lot of filling in them. Mm. Pop-Tarts cut down on the filling, and it's mostly just crust. That's true.
Do they still make Toastums?
Consumer tip. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they got them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I buy them for the kids.
Kids.
The $36 billion takeover is the most expensive deal so far this year across the economy. It would be the largest packaged food company combination since Kraft and Heinz merged in 2015. And Mars executives say that this deal will improve the choices for consumers.
Of course. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
And critics say it'll do the opposite. Further concentration will give dominant food companies more resources and bargaining clout to buy prime shelf space and marginalize smaller competitors. Less competition also means more power to raise prices. American grocery shoppers are suffering from high prices and fewer choices on the shelves because of the mergers, which Kamala Harris promises to end.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And
all
I'm telling you, this is a big deal.
Is it?
Right here.
How big is it?
If you're worried about high prices,
buying
candy and sweet products is not the thing you should be buying, folks. All right. Anyway, this would transform Mars into a variable global packaged food conglomerate on par with PepsiCo and Unilever and larger than General Mills, Kraft Heinz, and that would be it.
Those are the big companies.
People like their candy. I guess that makes a big company.
So. They do. That's a big company right there.
Okay.
They probably will turn this down.
You think so?
Biden and Harris have been against these big mergers.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You know what's trending this morning, John?
What is trending?
Eating pets, eating dogs. Eating cats.
Yeah.
Those three little phrases are trending big time. Can you imagine why?
Why is that?
Eating dogs, eating cats, eating pets. Well, it's because of the debate the other night when Trump went just
off. Do we have that song? Are you getting that song ready so we can just play any one of those songs?
All of the ones that we played yesterday?
Well, yeah, any one. You can just slip it in here.
Yeah, those are the new things that are trending.
Yeah.
So
that's a trending thing.
Eating pets, eating dogs, and eating cats.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
It is happening.
It's trending.
It is.
I mean, it's crazy. If you can jump on that in any way or fashion, we could have a viral video of us, John and Gordy, talking about eating dogs and cats, eating anything, pets.
We could sample us talking about it as well.
We could. But we won't.
But that is trending. That is a big issue that
is
out there right now. There are more developments on this. They're really talking about it. They're looking into it. They're investigating it. Coming up next hour, I've got the actual 911 call. This is what prompted it. This is like a couple of days or so before this whole thing hit the fan, right?
Okay.
And this is a 911 call from a guy who was going to work for a job interview. And you could tell he was calling on his way, running or riding his bike or something like that. And he saw people carrying geese. Now, that's coming up next hour. We're going to have that next hour.
Wow, you're just teasing that story, huh?
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around for that.
Good one.
Because, I really uncovered something there.
He was just walking with a goose?
Four people.
He was carrying it.
Okay. They had a goose. Each one had a goose. Here's the thing.
Multiple geese.
And the bottom line for next half hour is that no matter how they say it, no matter what they bring as proof, no one has brought any proof that they're eating pets. Okay. I mean, you can go and get geese when it's not hunting season. And that's breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's hunting season and you're, gathering up geese, it's okay. But you're not okay taking somebody's
pet. I've always joked about that, just to walk up into a city park and just take a goose home with you.
Yes. I always thought about that too, Although I'd be friends of that goose by the time I got home.
The goose would become a pet.
Yes, it would.
We're talking geese this morning. If you'd like to chime in, 608-879-8255. It is 6:29. And when we return, Idiocracy on the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Blue tongue is a disease that you may not hear much about here, but over in Europe, they are starting to have issues with it. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jenny Wackershauser, a broker analyst from EverAg, explains what blue tongue is and how it's being spread. And we'll have that story for you right after this message.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
Welcome back. Now let's hear what Jenny Wackershauser has to say about blue tongue.
We've been watching blue tongue reports out of Europe for a little while, and blue tongue, similar to bird flu, is insect-borne. It is not transmittable animal to animal. I think they get outbreaks of this every once in a while, as depending on when the situations get kind of perfect. It goes to ruminant animals and manifests similar to what we're seeing in bird flu. Drop in milk production. They're seeing cows not bouncing back, some abortions of calves, things that may cause them to need to cull them early out of a herd, and just struggling to ramp up milk production for them as well.
Although blue tongue cannot be passed from animal to animal, it is still something to be worried about for a herd, as explained by Jenny Wackershauser. This disease currently has no cure, and a lot of times cattle, when infected, are asymptomatic. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the markets from Chicago. December corn contracts are starting off the day at 409.5, up 3.5. November soybean contracts are starting off at 1013, up 2.25. December wheat's starting trading at 583.25, up 4.75. Class 3 milk contracts for October remaining even at 2382 a hundredweight. And class 3 milk contracts for November are down 3 cents at 2315 a hundredweight. Barrels of cheese closed out the day yesterday at 243.5, up 5 cents. 40-pound blocks of cheese started down 3.5 at 228. And butter finished the day down 9 cents at 308.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62.
Right now, it's 58.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. We'll get you ready for the big Alabama visiting Wisconsin Badger game and much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Who are you talking to?
Hey, we got some real good stories today. Wow.
Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX, it's 6:35.
On a Friday the 13th edition of the Family Show.
Computer, what's the temperature in Madison, Wisconsin?
At the moment, it's 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Today, you can expect a high of 85 degrees.
All right. Okay, that's enough.
Thanks.
Computer.
Well, she that's working out really well so far.
Pretty soon she'll replace us.
If you want me to just cut her mic, tell me.
Oh, okay.
No, because we can still hear on the other mics.
Yeah.
She's kind of loud, you know.
Was it too loud?
No. No, it's fine. All right. Let's get to our big first story here.
Yeah.
And that is that Trump is going to be making an announcement that he is launching his own cryptocurrency. Could we? Let's play it.
Okay.
Let's play it.
There's no cut number here.
Oh. Wait a minute. Stand by.
That is, all right.
That is cupped 89.
Okay. 89. The big 89.
Join me live on Twitter Spaces at 8 p.m. this September 16th for the launch of World Liberty Financial. We're embracing the future with crypto and leaving the slow and outdated big banks behind.
Do you think?
Okay.
Wow. What is it called?
That seems like a big. What?
What is the name of it?
I don't know. It's just crypto.
Well, play it again.
He hasn't. I don't think he named
Join
it.
Join me live on Twitter Spaces at 8 p.m. this September 16th for the launch of World Liberty Financial. Oh. Mm-hmm. We're embracing World the future Liberty with crypto and Financial. Leaving.
World Liberty Financial. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is probably the organization backing him up on his cryptocurrency.
Sure.
It seems crazy enough. It seems like a big event, you know, changing the global economy with crypto.
Imagine launching your own crypto company right in the middle of running for president.
Yeah.
Do you think it's for publicity purposes?
And trying to do away with inflation that he has promised.
Right in the middle of Truth Social stock tanking?
Yes. His whole company has gone way down here.
Well, maybe with crypto,
it
wouldn't look so bad.
Okay.
No one understands crypto anyway.
Well, it's perfect for him, then.
I know. My MAGA friend in Milwaukee jumped on crypto about 10 years ago, and he just loves it.
Yeah?
He's lost his ass, probably.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's only money.
It is only money, and, you know, he doesn't have it. So. All right, let's get to cut 62.
Okay.
This is kind of a weird cut. This was a very odd comment from Trump talking about Kamala, and I think it was during the debate. Could we listen to this?
I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black. That she put out, and I'll say that. And then I read that she was black, and that's okay. Either one was okay with me. That's up to her.
All right. So
glad it was okay with him.
So you did catch that in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
She said she was not put out.
She put out.
She put out. I mean, that's what he said.
Like a public service message, or you know, she put out.
Well, I would assume that's sex favors she put out.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's something he already mentioned about Hillary and her.
Okay.
And you know, they can't succeed without putting out.
Uh-huh.
Let's play that. Let's subliminal. Play that again. Play the beginning again. I just wonder.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out, and I'll say that.
I'll say that. Okay. He knows he said it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not reading into it. Obviously, he knew what he was saying, and he had to even kind of point that out a little bit there. Yeah, that kind of went by everybody.
It did.
It went
right past me. I didn't know where you're going.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. It's straight out of the playbook of every other misogynist attacking a female politician.
That's it. Well, he's the number one on that.
He is number one.
That hit parade.
And then during 9/11, there's a picture of him and his two sons, honoring the 9/11 heroes that we lost. Mm-hmm. And the picture shows Trump looking up into the air. Everybody else has bowed their head. Mm. That moment of silence that they all celebrated together to honor the heroes. And Trump is looking straight up in the air, and his sons are doing pretty much the same thing. They don't care. They really don't care about anything. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a coincidence that all three of them weren't bowing the head, weren't taking that moment of silence. They were instead looking around.
Yeah.
You know, like I do
right.
during church service.
Well,
during prayer. I do that during prayer.
Do you?
At church. But not honoring the heroes of 9/11.
What was the last time you were in church? Come on.
I honestly cannot remember that moment in time.
All right.
So I'm done.
I thought you were making that up.
Really?
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting. There was Luis was at the night market last night.
Right.
He's one of our salespeople here at the station, and somebody came up to him, and I forget how their conversation started, but she asked him, "Can I pray for you?" And she just right there on the street, surrounded by all these people, started praying for him and us as a station, and I thought it was hilarious when he told me about it afterward, and I guess I felt gratitude, but it was also just kind of out there. But thank you to that.
I wonder what
person.
Prompted her to do that. Was
I'm not
there
sure.
some
yeah
something that
what
Luis
that?
Said or?
Well, I'm assuming they were talking a little bit before that. I don't think she just came right up to him. But thank you, wonderful lady who prayed for us last night.
Yeah, what is that? Man,
okay. You know, we'll take it, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess why not?
It's a positive thing. Just trying to help us, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah. This is. Oh, what is that? What? Something fly by?
Yeah.
Squirrel.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Thank you, Sam.
Now, I thought this was interesting only because we're constantly fed Russian misinformation and propaganda.
Yes, we are.
And because it's happening all over again, and the U.S. government is certainly investigating it, they actually have proof of all this, and they've nailed down the people who are taking payments from Russia. These are influencers on the right. So that's happening. But Russian TV itself is laughing at the U.S. because they believe that we're all suckers here for falling for the idea that Putin will endorse Kamala Harris.
Oh.
Remember he came out and endorsed Kamala?
Right. Yeah.
And and Trump mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
And these TV hosts in Russia are laughing at it, saying, really? You believe him?
That? Yeah.
Obviously. Russian state propagandists laughed at Americans who buy into Putin's phony endorsement of Kamala.
Hmm.
And that is the story. And it just keeps getting worse and worse for these people, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yeah.
God.
You know, Putin just overnight or yesterday warned NATO to get out of Russia.
Yeah.
Because it's starting to come over, you know, the Ukrainians are starting to attack a little bit more and going further into Russian territory. And Putin doesn't like that.
That's right.
He's warning NATO. Get out. Yeah. So it's heating up.
It is heating up.
All sovereignty right. for me, but not for thee.
Oh, I don't see him.
And it, now, I didn't know this, but and I forgot to mention it, but
yeah,
during the game, the Badger game.
Last weekend?
Yeah. Planes went over. A plane went over. Did you see a banner? Or did you hear about this?
I heard about it.
I saw a plane.
The Democratic National Committee sponsored banners pulled by small airplanes that flew over Camp Randall, spotlighting Project 2025.
I saw it by my house, but I couldn't read it from the angle that I was at. Yeah. So yeah, that was what that was, huh?
Yep, that's what it was all about.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, let's get to this. This is really a comment from Joe Biden. Now, we don't talk about Biden enough anymore.
No, we don't.
He's still president, from what I hear. Although, Trump seems to be acting like a president at this point. He controls the country. But anyway, he had a very positive thing to say. In fact, the crowd went crazy as he was speaking. So let's listen to cut 51. All right, 51.
Well, let me close with this. I know I look 40 years old. I'm a little bit older. Hopefully with age comes a little wisdom. And here's what I know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. I know how, and I've demonstrated how to do this job. And I know Americans want a president, not a dictator.
There you go. See?
That's it. All right, Joe.
People are going crazy for that. And you can hear the crowd. You can hear the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They are all energized with Kamala and Waltz. They are absolutely going crazy. And we've got a few crowd reactions coming up a little bit later on with regards to that as well. I want you to do a little search for Rudy Giuliani's attorney. This is cut 174, probably from last month. And a judge was listening to Giuliani's attorney,
mm-hmm.
and the attorney was trying to make his case that this whole case is just ridiculous. The attorney on the other side is a Democrat. And that didn't go over well with the judge. So, do you have that?
I think I have.
All right, let's play it.
The way I see it, Your Honor, is. Mr. Giuliani, everything he does is legal, legal, legal. They're trying to weave it together. This is a prosecution brought by a Democrat prosecutor. And they're trying to weave it together to manufacture a crime when there really is no crime here.
If this was brought by a Republican prosecutor, would it be any more valid or less valid? I don't know why that matters, should matter to me.
Well, I think
what party.
I think a lot of people think that. Another way to think about it is this.
A lot of people think a lot of things. I'm asking, you made the comment, this was a prosecution brought by a Democratic prosecutor.
Right, against Republicans.
I'm just asking, should that matter? Should that be part of my analysis here? Other than, now when we get into the anti-SLAPP part, I understand that's going to come up. But on this issue here, and I'm focused on this issue that you're joining on.
Yes.
Why is that relevant to me?
Well, Your Honor, I think we're all thinking people here. Yeah. And if the roles were reversed, if the defendants were actually Democrats, would the Democrat prosecutor have brought charges against them? I think it's hard to believe that would actually happen. But there is a comment that was made.
I thought there have been Republicans prosecuted by Republicans. There's been Democrats prosecuted by Democrats. I thought we were all Americans and not defined. We don't act based on when we deal with the law. I mean, that's like the nonsense that goes on about the lead comment in the media these days seems to be who appointed you.
Right.
I was appointed by a Democrat and I was a Republican when I got appointed by a Democrat. What bearing does that have on anything? And I'm just trying to leave the noise outside the courtroom and let the law rule the courtroom.
Wow. For the judge.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
That's really what should be done every time.
Mm-hmm.
Is not, just not mention it and go on, move on to the next subject. Exactly. But really, just beat that thing to death. And really just drive your point home. And that judge did not let it go, kept going with it. And I think he made a very good point.
Yeah, yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was good. A great moment in time and space. And I'm glad we were able to feature it here on Idiocracy.
That's it.
Yes, the Friday the 13th edition.
This could only happen in Giuliani's case.
Where is Rudy now?
Yeah, I know. Who cares,
not in
right?
Not in the media world.
No.
Not on the radar.
Facing bankruptcy.
Yeah. 6:49. Partly cloudy this morning, highs in the mid-80s. We're coming back with a story about Trump signing an American flag on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Matt Radio, 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Yeah, I know your name. What's my number?
Okay, easy way to clean your throat out.
That's it.
WMDX 92.7 and the John and Gordy Friday, the 13th edition of the Family Show. And we've got some interesting stuff here. I just thought I'd throw this out here. Trump was taped, recorded, signing an American flag because now he's made that his own. Okay. And that does violate the flag code.
The U.S. flag code.
Yeah.
That's right. According to this account, this clip that was posted on X by Patriot takes an account that describes itself as promoting dedicated research, monitoring, and exposing right-wing extremism and other threats to democracy. So they noted that the former president can be seen writing on what appears to be his signature with a big black marker. You know, he likes those big, thick black markers.
Right.
Well, he was signing an American flag, you know, signing his name to that. Around the table, a number of members of the public were standing, holding the flag down as Trump scribbles, along one of the white stripes. So that does, that's against the U.S. flag code. Not supposed to do that.
There are no codes, no laws that keep this guy in.
According to Section 8 of the U.S. Flag Code, quote, the flag should never be placed upon it or nor have any part of it nor attached to any mark or insignia or letter, word, figure, design, picture, or drawing of any nature.
Right.
That's it.
And it's okay. It's okay. He's made.
Why is it okay for him?
He's very identifiable. With flags now.
Not supposed to sign
the
flag.
He hugged the flag.
Should have been arrested.
He should have been arrested when he hugged the flag.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they got a
made love to it, basically. Yikes. All right. But,
just
weird. It's a video, and obviously it doesn't go over well on radio. So, anyway, you just have to take our word for it. He did sign that flag.
Yeah.
All right. Now, with a slogan like Make America Great Again, they're insinuating that it isn't great. That's what they've told us that.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was a very strange way of running for president. Make America great again? Really? You don't really have too much faith in the U.S. economic system or the people of the U.S. I don't know. You know, it just seemed kind of an odd slogan and a negative one at that. So J.D. Vance on CNBC said that because of immigration, it is destroying prosperity in the U.S. And let's listen to what he said about America in this.
If the path to prosperity was flooding your nation with low-wage immigrants, then Springfield, Ohio would be the most prosperous country and the most prosperous city in the world. America would be the most prosperous country in the world because Kamala Harris has flooded the country with 25 million legal aliens.
All right.
What's actually...
So really, you know, you just heard that, right?
Right.
America would be the most prosperous country in the world if immigration made a difference. I'm assuming that he's thinking it isn't. Hey. It's not prosperous.
That's the assumption.
That's exactly how he framed it. That's exactly what he said. And I just have to kind of correct him here. Wages and salaries have increased 4.1% in the last 12 months. Yeah, I'm not kidding. In June of 2024, an increase, by the way, 4.6% in June of 2023. Now, data from November of 2023 show that 57% of workers' wages grew on an annual basis more quickly than inflation did. So we're doing well. We're doing better than every country. I believe we have recovered and we've done better than any other industrialized country in the world. But according to J.D. Vance, if immigration was the indicator, we would be the most prosperous country in the world. We're not. Wow. We're just not.
Really?
It just doesn't work for J.D. How about this? We know that Trump really hates those big turbines, turbines.
Right.
Because it kills a lot of birds.
Yeah, they're not good for the birds, they cause vibration underneath.
So
kinds of problems.
Trump Tower, is a public nuisance that's threatened the Chicago River with its cooling water intake system that illegally sucked in and killed thousands of fish over a number of years. The judge ruled this week. A Cook County Circuit judge agreed with Attorney General, in Illinois and the Sierra Club and Friends of Chicago River that Trump Tower violated state environmental laws protecting the Chicago River by using that intake, which sucked in all these fish.
Yeah, it's right.
Killed them.
Trump Tower is right on the Chicago River.
I mean,
it's right next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a court has determined, they violated environmental laws. No kidding. Really? You think?
What a shock.
Maybe he'll go to jail for this one, too. We've got Mark on the line.
Yep. He's on the line this morning. Good morning, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, does J.D. actually mean juvenile douche or junior dumbass?
J.D.?
J.D.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I got.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think that says it all. For this guy to actually insinuate that we're not a prosperous country is just out there.
Right.
And, these guys are running to be in control of this country.
Yes.
It's not working. It's not working at all.
Yeah.
All right. And
Mark, thank you for that call.
I was trying to find a clip about your fish story. And I think I got it here from the original Lorax cartoon about all of the fish getting sucked into the building.
The machinery chugs on day and night without stop, making gloppity glop and also shroppity slop.
Shrop, shrop, shrop.
This is Trump dumping all of his goodies from Trump Tower into the Chicago River.
Yeah, that's it.
My
Dr. Seuss knew.
Oh,
way
yes.
Ahead of time.
I love the Lorax.
Yeah, that's great. Good. That's great stuff. Mm-hmm. I do want to mention that next hour we've got our big feature is going to feature the pets being eaten in Ohio. Okay, we've got to focus. We got to kind of clear this up finally once and for all. It's a 911 call. I've got part of that to play for you. We've got a reaction to the crowds that were watching the debate and the moment where Trump mentioned eating people's pets.
Yeah.
We've also got Byron Donaldson. He's a representative. His reaction to being asked about it, and it's just there's just so much. And then of course. the Trump concepts comment during the debate as well. So we got a lot of stuff.
Got all that. Also, we have Ramona Hallman, a guest from Celebration Sox. She's going to tell us about that. And, of course, Rocker coming up, too. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX, Madison.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you know someone who is interested in aviation and they're on the younger side, join us in hour number two as we learn about the Young Eagles program. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. September 14th, Oogtoberfest kicks off with keg tapping of Oogtoberfest Marzen at noon and music by the Waltzmeisters from 2 to 5 p.m., then the Gary Beal Band from 6 to 10. September 21st is Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation Social from 2 to 8 p.m. with live music from Jay Wildner at 1 and the Characters at 5. It's all at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.